Alleluia. The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The angel Gabriel was sent from God to a town of Galilee called Nazareth to a virgin betrothed to a man named Joseph of the house of David. And the virgin's name was Mary. And coming to her, he said, "Hail, full of grace, the Lord is with you." But she was greatly troubled at what was said and pondered what sort of greeting this might be. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. Behold, you will conceive in your womb and bear a son, and you shall name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called Son of the Most High. And the Lord God will give him the throne of David his father, and he will rule over the house of Jacob forever. And of his kingdom there will be no end." But Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I have no relations with a man?" And the angel said to her in reply, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the child to be born will be called Holy, the Son of God. And behold, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age. And this is the sixth month for her who was called barren. For nothing will be impossible for God." Mary said, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. May it be done to me according to your word." Then the angel departed from her. The Gospel of the Lord. Ever since God created Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, he destined them to be co-creators together with him. After all, in Genesis chapter 1, verse 27, we read that God made the first man and woman in his image and likeness. If he creates, therefore, they too will create in their own way. Creating was hardwired into their DNA. Man and woman cannot help but create. From the stick figure drawings of a kindergartner to the paintings of Rembrandt. From a little girl's pretend tea party to Emeril, who cooks for a living on TV. Bam! From a young man who writes poetry for his girlfriend, "Roses are red, violets are blue," to Dante's immortal Divine Comedy, we are created to be co-creators. Etienne Gilson, the brilliant French philosopher, put the matter this way: "It is God who fecundates our thought by his word. Nor is he only the interior master as a voice that whispers in the ear of the mind. He is the light whereby it sees. And more still, he is its food as bread in the mouth. And more, the living seed that enters the womb of thought espouses and fecundates it that it may conceive the truth." In other words, our acts of creation are always dependent on divine assistance from beginning to end. Nowhere does this dependence shine more brightly than when a husband and wife conceive a child. Husband and wife each provide 23 chromosomes for the material side of the human person. But God alone supplies the soul, the spiritual side of a person. We reach the heights of our calling to be co-creators when we have a baby. On March 25th every year, the church celebrates the Annunciation, when Jesus was conceived in the womb of his mother Mary. This year, however, the feast falls on April 9th, because it was bumped due to Holy Week and Easter week. Jesus had to be crucified before he was conceived this year. If conceiving a child is the highest mountain range of human achievement, then Mary's virginal conception of Christ is the summit of that range. Notice how Mother Mary's words echo the total dependence on God that Etienne Gilson described. After Gabriel announces how God will cooperate in the conception of his son in her womb, Mary humbly says, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord. Be it done to me according to your word." Save only for the work of Christ himself, humanity never stood taller or achieved anything of more lasting glory than when Mary accepted the annunciation of the angel. No one was a more sublime co-creator than the Blessed Virgin Mary, because she took part in the creation of her own creator. I think we can call two important consequences from this brief reflection on co-creatorship. First of all, everyone, without exception, is called to create. To some degree, and in some fashion. Not one human being has entered this world but in the image and likeness of God. As the bumper sticker teaches, God don't make junk. Hence, we should accord each other the dignity of being co-creators and respect and even reverence one another, no matter how humble someone's circumstances. Secondly, we have no room or right to boast for all our accomplishments. When Ed Sider sets up for the spring festival, when Suzanne McGraw takes communion to the sick in the hospital, when Leo Anhalt builds a monastery, when Laverne Niehaus sews Father Pius's alb, when Tom Calderera makes pasta, when Father John puts people to sleep because of his long sermons, we cannot take too much credit, because we are only co-creators. We are not the masters of our masterpieces. We can repeat the words of Mary, "Behold, I am the handmaid of the Lord." One day, an arrogant atheist scientist wanted to challenge God on creation. He boasted, "We have learned how to create human beings now, and so no longer need you, God." God replied, "Oh, really?" "Yes," said the atheist. "We can even create people from the dirt, like you did in the beginning." "Watch this," rejoiced the atheist as he bent down to gather together the dirt. God quietly said, "Get your own dirt." In heaven, all atheists and scientists and everyone else will say like Mary, "Behold, the handmaid of the Lord." Praised be Jesus Christ.